said.
Yeah, I guess you can look at it a little bit like that. I mean, you know, where you want to try and capitalize on some chances and I think keep the chances against us down a little bit more. I thought we had a little bit of a slow start as far as playing with the pace we wanted to. Give them credit, they had a good, smart road period there to start the game. But I think we can look at that third period where we generated a lot more shots on goal and a little bit more in zone time as you know, a way for us to hopefully start on time and go from there.
I know you guys score so many goals throughout the course of the season. Since coming out of the break, it's been a little more of a struggle to kind of find the back of the net. Is that just off the long break? Is there something teams are doing? Or is it just a product of teams being tighter?
Yeah, I mean, we obviously got a lot of skill and trying to get our D involved. And I think one thing we'll look at in the third period is we put a lot more pucks to the net to start our offensive zone play. And then sometimes we can get a little bit too fancy, so to speak, and look for that extra pass and hold on to pucks long as opposed to putting it on net and breaking down covers that way. So I think that'll be one thing we look at there in the third is the reason why we had a lot more opportunity.
And how about the penalty kill? We talked about it the other night against Vegas, but again tonight, that stretch in the third period where you had to kill off three straight and, I don't think he really gave much of anything. Just how key is that penalty kill been of late?
It's been, a great momentum swing for us, and especially I think tonight you could see our relentless pressure up the ice and aggressive in the end zone, and it kind of got our team going again as that game went along. And it's a great sign that we've got guys playing in sync there. You need a lot of chemistry and all four guys on the same page there, and certainly doesn't help or it doesn't hurt when your goalie makes a couple of big saves for you too.
Johnny
PK. Thanks,
Mike. We've talked about how you
kind
of expected to tighten up coming out of the All-Star break, but probably didn't expect it to tighten up quite so immediately. Is that just a sense of kind of getting at, teams getting at it? Is it the latter part?
No, I think, like you said, the end of the season and seems closer in our minds as players and teams, because you're trying to get as many points as you can, and every opponent here we're facing is still trying to get into the playoffs, and it includes us. So, we're trying to be as consistent as we can, both offensively and defensively, and trying to be a little bit more aware of where we're putting pucks and making plays when the puck's on our stick. A lot of things we did in the third were positive, and we just got to keep fine-tuning and keep working and try and keep good points.
I'll give you overtime. I mean, you got a 2-on-0 chance there and you get a couple good looks. Just a matter. Another 3-on-3 can be kind of a crapshoot at time.
Yeah.
So you get that opportunity.
Yeah, I thought we had some good looks. Definitely had the puck more than them, for sure. So, Fun to be out there. It's better when you come out and find a way to score that goal. Just unfortunate, they just found the back of that.
You feel like, I guess, stroke on some of your details for your guys' game, though, at this point in the season? I mean, I know there's the last game and this game, too.
Yeah, I think we're getting more aware of when there's an opportunity to make a direct play. Or, like you said, we know it's tightening up and there's not a lot of space out there when it's time to put a puck in the air or put a puck behind them and go to work that way. A good example of both of those happening throughout the game tonight. So it's good that we're continuing to make better reads in that area.
Thank you.